Weiter in Shas. We are in Bava Kamma, Daf, Lamed Aleph. Picking up on Lamed Aleph, about 10 lines or so down by the two dots. Matzah Chamor Upara. Right, so we're speaking about the idea of what's considered a lost object or not. We said that if you find a Hamor and a cow that are grazing on the road, then that's not considered lost. But if you have a donkey and its stuff is flipped over, the cow that's running through the vineyards, then it is going to be lost. Now the Gemara says, Hagu for Kasha. Amar, you said that Matzah Chamor Upara Roim Bedarach, if you find there's a Chamor or a Par that are rowing, that they're grazing in the derech on the road, Ainzu Aveda, that's not considered Aveda. Rowing Bederechu de lava Aveda. So then if it's just grazing over, that's not considered Aveda. But how Ratsa Bederech, Veroa Ben Akramim, but it'd be running on the road or grazing out in the Kramim, then Havi Aveda, that would be considered an Aveda. But in a Seifa, if you look at the Seifa of the statements we said, that is Chamor Vekelev Afuchim, if you find it flipped over, Upar Ratsa Ben Akramim, it's running Ben Akramim, Harizu Aveda, that's an Aveda. It means Ratsa Ben Akramim, who Dahavi Aveda, that's an Aveda. But Ha Ratsa Bederech, Vero Ben Akramim, Ainzu Aveda. The Mashmos of each are flipped around. How do we understand this? Says the Gemara. Amar Abaye, Yagid Alav Reo, let the thunder testify about it. It's going to tell about it. Pasuk in Eov. In other words, we see from one case, it teaches another. Tana Roa Bederech, Dola Havi Aveda, it comes to teach us explicitly. It says that if you're Roa Bederech, if you're grazing in the Derech, on the road, that's not called Naveda. Vuha Din Lor Ben Akram. Similarly, if they go in their Roa between the vineyards, it's also not lost. Tana Ratsa Ben Akramim, Dola Havi Aveda, it says if it's running through the vineyards, that it's considered an Aveda. Vuha Din Lor Ratsa Ben Akramim, similar if it'd be running through the road, that also be an Aveda. But Kitzer, if it's grazing, doesn't matter where it is, it's not an Aveda. But if it's running, doesn't matter where it is considered an Aveda. In fact, Amar Rava said, if you really want to use this pasuk, like we said, that the thunder is going to tell about it, we're going to learn one case to another, and then listen, he kills the Kosh Chamirta. Let it say the more light case, and we'll certainly learn the more Chamer case. Listen, let it say, Ratsa Baderech Tahavi Aveda. Let it say that if it's running on the Derech, that's considered an Aveda. Vakoshkin Ratsa Ben Akramim. But listen, Roa Ben Akramim Delavi Aveda. It's a Roa. If it's grazing by the Kramim, it's not a loss. Vakoshkin Roa Baderech, and certainly not that. That would be the more normal way of saying it, but the Mishnah didn't do that. Therefore, it must be that this is wrong. Elo, my Rav gives another Pshat. It says, Ratsa Arts Aratsa Lokasha. We're talking about the running against running, that's not a question. Because it's different types of runnings. Sometimes it's considered an Aveda and sometimes not. Had da apala gabi dabra. When we said that it's considered like it's lost, that's talking about when it's running and it's heading towards the desert. Had da apala gabi masa. But the other one is talking about when it's not called lost is when it's running towards the town. Then it's not called lost. Roro namel kasha, kanba avedas gufa, kanba avedas karka. Also, grazing is not a kasha. Why? Because when the Mishnah says that it's not considered like it's lost when it's in the vineyards, it's talking about what we're talking about the animal itself, whether it's lost or it's not lost. Rashi says Mefarsh v'Azel, it's going to explain what this means. Kan b'avidas karka, but when the Mishnah seems to be saying it is considered lost, it's talking about the land. Right, not talking about the animal, but the land itself is getting damaged. Ki katani roa b'derech la'avi aveda. And when the Mishnah says that when it's grazing on the road, it's not considered lost. Haroa ben akram ha'avi aveda, which would be mashma, that if it would be roa in the vineyards, it's not considered lost. Ba'avedas karka, this is talking about the loss of land. Meaning, the mashmos of the Mishnah is that the kerem, the vineyard itself, is going to lose out from the animal being there. And therefore, if you go and take an animal that you find that's over there, not because of the animal being lost, but because the vineyard getting messed over. When it says that running between running in the vineyard, that is considered an aveda. Ha-roa, what's a mashmos, is that if it's roa bin akram la-aveda, only running is but not roa, that's not considered. Va-aveda's gufa, this is talking about the loss of the animal, meaning the mission is being mashma, that don't look at an animal that's eating in the vineyard, that it's there without the owner knowing, because there's no danger. There's no problem. It's not considered lost. But the ratz bin akramim misakva, veroa bin akramim lo misakva. Only if it's running through the vineyards is it going to become all damaged and injured. Veroa bin akramim lo misakva. But if it's just grazing over there, then it's not going to be a problem. It's not going to get injured. Right now, says Gemara, Veroa ben Akramim, when it's going ahead and it's grazing in the Kramim, Nihidul Masakra, fine, it's not going to get injured by the being over there, but Tepa Glei Mishum Avedis Karka. But we should still say, get it out because it's ruining the land over here. Says the Gemara, Bidikusi. It's goyish a land, and you don't have to be worried about the fact that it's ruining it over there. I mean, you don't have to go out of your way to protect that type of land. There was a yid, then you have to go do something about it. Here, you could just leave it. So the Gemara, typically, Mishum Avedas Gufa. If you want to tell me this is the land of a kusi, then we should be worried that it itself is going to be killed. Rashi says the Dilma Katla, says the Gemara, sorry, the Dilma Katla, because maybe it's going to go, this guy is going to come kill it for eating in his land, you know, wants to destroy this thing that's destroying its land. Says Gemara, Ba'asra Damasu. We're talking about the Hadar Katli. We're talking about in an area, in a location, a city, where people are warning, where they give hasra first, where the people will warn before they kill the hadar katli, and then if you go ahead and you don't take it out of there and it goes there again, then they're going to kill it. But the first time you don't have to be worried about it. I have a dilma asuba. Okay, but how do we know if they were warned or weren't warned yet? Maybe they're already warned and it's going to come and kill us, so get it out now. It says Gemara, I asuba velo istaruba. If really it was true that they were warned and the guy didn't take care of it to make sure that it doesn't happen. See, this is called Avida Midas. So you don't have to step in. This guy lost it. He caused this to himself. He wanted it to happen or whatever it is. He knows what's going down. We don't have to go out of our way. Okay, next. Chzira Ubarcha, Chzira Ubarcha. Let's say you return the animal, goes back. You return it, goes back. And then it happens, the Mishnah said, we said it four or five times. You still have to go give back. Hashiv Tashivim, because the Pasuk says, you shall surely return it. Hashev Teshivim, you got to make sure that you return it over and over and over. Amar Leahumi Durabban and the Rava. Ema, let's say Hashev Chadazimna, one time, Teshivim Trezimne. And therefore, it should come out to just once or two times, but not even more than that. Amar Leah says back to him, Hashev Afilu Kufpa Amim Mashma. When it says return it, it means even 100 times. I don't care. Return it. Teshivim Enli Ela Labeso. When it says Teshivim, I only know to return it to the house. Leginasa Lechorvasa Minayin. To the garden or to the Charvasa, to the building that's just destroyed, that also belongs to this guy. How do we know your Yotze just returning it to there? Tamalomer Teshivim. Return it. Mikol Makom. Any which way that it's returned, that's where you got to go and do it. Frankly, Gemara, Hechi Dami. E Demintra. If you're saying that this place you're returning to is guarded, then Pshita, obviously you can go return it to either Lomintra. If it's not guarded, though, Amai, why you let her return it back there? Well, how could you do that? The Lomintra, it's talking about it's guarded. V'ha Kamas Mons, come to teach you, Delobain and Das Bailim, you don't need Das Bailim to return it there. Rash says, Lomer Lo Shmor Parascha Shechaziter Liginascha Shemitzase Ovetis. You go guard your thing because I returned it back. You don't have to do anything about that. Ukid de Rebbe Elazar. This goes in the world of Rebbe Elazar. The Abar, who said, everything needs das bailim. Rashi says, Ganav, Gazlan, Vidalit, Shomrim, Sheshivo, Tzrichim, Lodio. They have to let him know if they returned it. If him, Lodio, if they didn't let him know, Umas, Umesa, Onigva, or again, it dies or it gets stolen, Chayav, Mechrius, and the Chayav to go pay for it. Tekaven, the Yadda, Shaavda, Vlodda, Shehoshva, they knew that it was stolen, they knew it was returned. Lo Nisner, Bav, Lo Machila. Now, he'll know to go ahead to protect it and to make sure that he feeds it. But if you don't tell him, then they don't know about it in the first place. That's a bit of a problem. So this back in the Bava Kama days. Beautiful. Right? Except for Hashavas Aveda, except for this particular case. Shatar Ribsa Hashavas Harbe, because the Torah included many types of returning. Hashav Teshivim. So now the Gemara says, all right, we got double terminologies over here. Let's continue with the double terminology shtickle. Shalech to Shalech. Rashi says, L'gabi Shaluch. Hakan we're talking about over here. It says, the Pasuk Shalech to Shalech Sa'im, Bezabarim Tikach Lach, Laman Yitav Lach, Ba'arach to Yamim, you have to send away the mother bird. Now, Ema Shalech, Chadazimah, let it just say, let's say that Shalech is one time, Tishalach is Trezimah is two times. And therefore, that's how many times you do that. You send it away two times, and if she comes again, you don't have to send away again. Amar Leh, Shalech, Afilu Meah Pa'amim Mashmah. If you say Shalech, let's talk about even a hundi, even 100 times, you go ahead and you send it away. Tishalach is Ein Li Ela L'dvar Shus. I only know when I want it for Dvar Rishus, something that I can do. Rashi says, She'in Sarech Letzipor, El Ochel, you just want to eat it. Dvar Mitzvah 9. Where do we learn out that if you need it for a mitzvah, you have to go ahead and send it away? You think maybe I only send it away if it's for Rishus, but if for a mitzvah, I don't have to. Rashi says, Dvar Mitzvah 9, Oh, Yitzarech Letayer Bo, Es HaMitzora, Minayin She'aser Be'em Albanim, Tamalomer Tishalach. In every circumstance, even if it's a mitzvah, you still have to go ahead and you have to send it away. It's not only if you're doing it for Rishus. Amar le hahum midrabanan lerava. We got ourselves another terminology. Ve'ema ocheach chadazim. The pasuk says ocheach tochiach es amisecha. Let us say ocheach chadazim means chadazim. Not tochiach treizimne. That means that it's two times. And then you're off the hook. Amar le says ocheach afil kupam mashva. Ocheach means you have to rebuke him even 100 times. Tochiach enli elah rab l'talmud. I only know that if it's a rabbi going ahead and giving Musar to his student. Talmud l'Rav, and how do I know that even a Talmud should rebuke his Rav? Talmud l'Omar, ochech tochiach mikol makom, that means you shall surely rebuke that it's in every circumstance. Azov ta'azov yimo, now help, you shall help with him. This is talking about, the Pasuk says, when you're unloading the animals, it's kitira, kisira chamor sonacha, when you see the enemy of your enemy's donkey, that's rovi sachas maso, it's lying down, it's under its maso, what it's carrying, its burden, v'chadalta, you're going to not help him, me'azov lo, azov tazov imo, make sure you go ahead and you help him. Rashi says, prika here. And the ela ba'alav imo, I only know that you have to help if he's with him. In other words, I'll do it with you. Azov ta'azov imo. Shein ba'alav imo. But if he's not with him, how do I have to do it? Talmud lomar azov ta'azov. Mikol makom, says you got to help. Doesn't matter what the circumstances, even if the guy's not there. Hakem takem imo. And now we have the case of loading the animal. Rashi says to Ino, when you're towing, when you're loading it up. Hakem takem imo. Pasuk says, v'salamta lo siras chamor achicha l'shor noflim b'derech mehem. Hakem takem imo. You shall not see your brother's donkey or his ox that's fallen in the road and hide from him. Raise up, and you shall raise up with him. Ain't the Ella Ba'alavim, I don't know if he's with him. Shaini Ba'alavimo, I mean, how do we know? Shamad Lomar, Hakim Takim, Mikom Makom, that means you help him in every circumstance. Frankly, why do I have to write both of those? So Lamili Limichta Prika, Falamili Michtav Teina. Why do I have to write the idea of Prika, unloading the animal, and why about loading the animal, right? Let me just write one. I'll learn it out. This is where it's Suicha. The Kasavachon Prika, we just would have spoken to the idea of unloading the animal, Havamina Mishum Deikit Sar Balechayim. I would say that the reason why you have to go and do that is because the animal is suffering in the meantime, and therefore you have to take it off. Ikeh Chesron Kis. And not only is there Tzar Balechayim, this can also cause this owner to lose that cash, to lose money. Rashi says, Shabehema Miskalkelis. It's going to get ruined from the fact that it has this burden on it too much. Aval Teino, we're talking about loading it up. The Lav Tzar Balechayim, because there's no Tzar Balechayim to load up the animal. Right, if you don't help him, as a matter of fact, not helping him is going to help the animal actually feel that pain. V'lo chesun kisika, is not chesun kis either over here if you don't put it on. Emelo, I would say that you don't have to go and help. V'yesh, therefore you have to tell us you have to do it. V'yesh, minatina, if you were just working with the FTina of loading it up, that would say mishum de beschar, because you get paid for it. The owner has to pay the one who has to go and help this person here. Says Rashi that Shinosan Loschai gets paid for it. That loading up is with money and Prika is without money. Of how Prika de Bechina, which is free, aim alone, I'd say that you don't have to go and help for free. So you have to tell us, they have to help there as well. Rabbi Shimon Damar Aftina Bechina, what about Rabbi Shimon says that even loading it up has to be done for free? Mike, what are we going to say then? Just say one, you learn at the other one. Rabbi Shimon, lo Messiah may cry. According to Rabbi Shimon, the Psukim are not so clear. Rashi says, "Hi, mashma teina, v'hi mashma prika." Which one's talking about what? V'kas of chada. We already said one. Have a meal leprika asa aval teina lo kas of rachmana idach leteina. So we would have thought maybe we don't know clearly which one's talking about which one is the other one. And if it was just one of them, then we would understand it means that to take off the stuff from the animal, and we wouldn't know that you're putting on the animal, right? Because it makes sense to yitzar b'lechaim. Says Gemara, "Lamali lemichtav hanitarti." Fine, you want to write the idea of Tina and Prika, but Lama Li Limichtov Aveda, then why do I have to write Aveda? Just write one and I'll learn that from the other one. What does that mean? Rashi says the common denominator here is that a Shabbos Aveda Lichtov, Oha, Oha, Valigmar Mine. I can learn from it, that, the Ha Kula, Saras Maman Yisol. It's protecting the Maman of your friend over here. So just write one. This is going on, so you have to write it. Because Rachon Hani Tarti, if the Torah would have just written the idea of Prika and Tina, then I would say you have to do it there. Mishav the Tzara Mari Isa, because if you don't do it, then Sara Demari Isa. This is going to cause pain to the one who owns it. Rashi says, "Who ha'omed sham v'inyachol liton levado v'chinefik." He's not able to do it by himself. So this guy's stuck over there, and go ahead and help this guy to not have to go through all this pain over here. Sara dida Isa, and also pain is going to be caused to the animal as well. Right, you don't help it, it's going to go through pain. Avalavedi, when it comes to lost object, it's Sarat Damar Isa. Yes, it's true, we have the pain of the one who lost his object, Sarat Dida Lesa, but there's no pain to the thing itself, the name of Allah, then I would say maybe you don't have to go and do something about it. V'yashmin Aveda, Avuri said Aveda, they have to write both. And Avuri just spoke about an Aveda, then I would say, Mishum the Lesa Lamar Bahada. The owner is not there, and therefore, how's it going to get back? What's it going to do? Rashi says, Yitrach b'shavasad, in order to be tarech, to boom, return it. Beep, turn the page, almaral of mubeis, aval hani tarti, but with these two, loading and unloading, then the isa lamar ba'da, you have the owner that's sitting right there, aim below, say, I don't have to help it, because let him go deal with it in some other way if he wants. Therefore, you have to go ahead, and you have to write it both out. Rashi says, "Achsev imo, ema yachse achar b'nei adam yiskar, he'll get someone else, and they'll go and hire them. Therefore, you have to go and write it, that we have to help in both circumstances. Aveda and Teina Prika. Back to our double terminology. Mos yumas hamak. The pasuk says that, be'eva hiko, be'yadov yomas mos yumas hamak aratzeichu, or if he hit him with his hand out of hatred and he died, the one who's hit him is going to die. He is going to die. He is a murderer. Now, says the Gemara, "Ein li ela b'misa haksuva bo. Minayin she'im iyata yochel la'miso b'misa haksuva bo. Shata rashay la'miso. Bechol misa shata yochel la'miso." If it would have just written one terminology, then I would have only known that this murderer should be killed through the way that the Torah tells us to kill in such a case. And that is through using the sword. How do we know that, where do we know that if you're not able to do it with that particular thing, that you're able to go and kill him in any way that you need to get it done? Rashi says that the Shim Iatayochol Amiso Bemisa Ksuva Bo, that is Vahinu Sayef with the sword. Kigon Shahoya Besfina, let's say he's on a boat to Barech and he's running away. Vatayochol Lizog Bochet, you could shoot an arrow at him, or Latova, you could drown him. Tavalomer Mos Yumas, that is, Mos Yumas has got to be put to death. We call Malcolm in any way that needs to be done. Make sure you get it done. Next, we have a double lashon by Ir Hanidachas. That's an entire town is involved in doing avodah zara, which is questionable if this ever even could have happened. But anyway, the point is, what do you do over there? Hakei sakei yosha ir hilafichar. If you have to go, and you shall surely give them the smackdown to everyone there by the sword. Hakei sakei only alabakal ksuvaben. I only know that call that's written by them. In other words, it's got to be basayif. Minayin she'im iatayochol amiso be'akal ksuvabehem shatar rashi lakosam b'chol akal she'atayochol tam lomer hakei sakei b'chol makom. Okay, next. Hashev tashiv. You owe me something, you're not paying me back, then I can go take stuff from you as collateral. Rashi says, though, Rashi, the pasuk tells us that Hashev Tashiv Loas Avot Kivoa Shemesh Shachar B'Salmaso V'Rachecha Lecha Tiyet Tzedaka Lefnei Hashem Elokecha. If this person is very poor and he needs it, then the thing I take, I have to actually give it back to him and then get it back to him the next day. The pasuk says, "Return and you shall return the collateral item to him as the sun sets, and he shall sleep in his garment, and he shall bless you, and it'll be a schus for you before Hashem." And so that means I take his blanket after his pajamas, I give it to him every night, and then take it again in the morning. Hashev Tashev Einli Ela Shem Mishkeno Birshus Beizdin. Now, if it didn't do the double lashon over here, I would only know that if I go and I took it with the permission of Beis Din, then I'm chayav to go and give it back when he actually needs it. But mishkeno shalom, which says Beis Din minayin, let's say I go ahead and I took this mashkin, this collateral, without Beis Din, do I have to go and return it? Tamid lomar, shev tashev, you have to return it, bechol mikol makom, no matter what the circumstances, however I got it. There's another pasuk that comes up with the idea of taking some sort of collateral. Chavol tachbol. Pasuk says, im chavol tachbol, sal masri echa ad bo Hashem shishivan alo. If you get the some of the clothing of your friend, you shall return it to him when the sun sets. And now, ein li ela shem mishkeno b'rishus. I don't know if I take this mask of rishus, mishkeno shelo b'rishus. If I took it b'shelo b'rishus, in other words, I got permission to base. If I did it without permission to base, Then, I mean, I had to know. Tamad lomer chavol tachbo mikol makom. No matter what the circumstances, v'hani tshvei koy lomeli. Why do I need both of these psukim that teach me the same din of the collateral shtekel? Chad l'ksus yom, v'chad l'ksus laila. One of those for the day clothing, one's for the night clothing. Rashi says v'perikam mekabel mefaris l'korachi im ef shalacha liten mat the masam ruba. So. Matana. I read the wrong Rashi. That was the next one. Okay, the point is one for the day, one for the night. Pasoach siftach. Okay, we have another double lashon here. The pasuk says ki yeh becha evyon miachad achecha b'achad sharecha lo sa'amitz elevavcha lo sikpas tziyadcha ki pasoach tiflach tziyadcha lo. If there's a poor person, one of your brothers that are in your sha'arim, don't be intense, don't be hard, don't close your heart or your hand. Open up your hand to him. I only know by the poor people of your particular city. How do I know I have to help the poor people of a different city? You should go and you should open your hand. That is, be komakum in all circumstances. Help people out. Nosan titain. Now we have another pasuk which talks about going and helping the poor people. Nosan titain lo velo yere levavcha besitcha ki beglala dover hazeh yirecha Hashem lekecha. Give, you shall give to him, and your heart will not be in pain when you give to him because of this thing Hashem is going to bless you. You're going to get blessed. Nosan titain. Ainli ela matana meruba. I only know a matana meruba. Meaning, if it just would have said straight up nason, I would have only known that you're a chayev to give a big one if you're able to go out and you could deal with it. Matana mu'etes minayin. Where do we learn out that even if you can't give a big one, they give a small one? Tamad lomer nason titen mikol makom. You should surely give under every circumstances. Now the Matzah Rashi. Miyev shalacha liten matana meruba. If you're not able to give a big one, how do you even give a small one? Because nason titen, and whatever you can give, give. Hanik tanik. This is talking about a servant, the Jewish servant. And when he was there for 6 years, the pasuk says, v'sishachenu chavshim eimach. When he sent him free, lo sishachenu come, don't send him out free, nothing, with empty handed. Hanik tanik lo mitzon chom. Give him gifts. Give him gifts. Give him from your sheep. Give him from your food over here. Give him from your wine. That which Hashem gave, Hashem blessed you with, you shall give to him. The pasuk says that ha'anek, then I would have thought that, okay, only give if because of him you get blessed. Rashi says, the hadik siv kra, shebrecha shemalkecha titin lo, that Hashem bless you with. Ma'anikim, then you have to go out and you got to give him like a lot of good stuff. But lo nesmecha b'ayis b'golol minayin, how do we know that if the household didn't get blessed because of him, that he should still go ahead and he should still give him gifts? Tamad lo ma'anik ta'anik, mikomakom, whatever the case is. Now, says Gemara, Ula b'elezer b'zari, the Amar, according to b'elezer b'zari, who says, nesparach b'ayis, Biglalo, manikin, lo is barakabayas, biglalo, ain manikin, that only if you got blessed because of him do you give. If not, you don't, then tanik lamili. Why do I need the second word tanik? Because he says it really is dependent on him giving blessing. Debra Torah, Belosha, Bani Adam, says, no, it's just the way that the Torah speaks. It's a common way of talking. Taka, don't darsh anything out from it. Okay, havet tavitenu, lending money. It says, havet tavitenu, dai machsaro, and lend, you should lend enough for that which he needs. Full pasuk says, ki pasoch tiftach asyadcha lo, havet tavitenu, dai machsaro, ashe yechser lo. Ein li ala she'ein lo, ve'ein erotza lispaynes. If I just would have said, havet, only one type of terminology, then I would only know that you have to lend a guy who doesn't have money and doesn't want to be helped by other people. Says Rashi, she'ein lo mimashin spanis, ve'einu rosa spanis, mishal chab, matana, v'amar achmana, havet derech hava, give it to him as a loan. Amar achmana, tein lo derech hava, right? So then that person give him a hava. Yeshal, but if he has money, ve'einu rosa spanis, and he doesn't want to go and support himself, minayin, where do we learn out that you have to go and give to this person also? Tamalom, etavi tenu, mikol makom, you lend it to him in all circumstances. Although Rishemin Damar, but according to Rishemin Darshan's Yeshlo, if he has his own cash, Vinros Hill Spanish, he doesn't want to do anything about it, and it's Kakalo. We don't have to help this guy. You know, you only help those who want to help themselves. Tavi ten alamidi, what do I need it for? Where do I double lashon? That's just the way the Torah speaks. Therefore, we don't dash anything particular out of it. Zok, the next part of the Mishnah. Hayabatel minasela, let's say the one who's finding this shtickle, this aved over here, he stops work, and because he loses that asela worth, lo yomelo, he can't say, tainly sela, give me a sela. And it's a lo schar kapal, you give him like the amount of like a worker. You're not going to get paid a million. You know, let's say a guy works a full day, gets a couple $100. And, you know, to pick up an Aveda, what's that? The amount of work that's done isn't worth a couple $100. So you don't get that amount, but you pay him how much he would lost. Ta-ta-na. We got to switch it over here. Tana. Nosin lo scharo kipol batel. You give him the schar of a worker that's batel. That is, let's say you get paid $100 an hour, but you go to the guy like, listen, I'll pay you $20 just to sit and do nothing. Maybe the guy would be worth it for him to sit and do nothing. So that's what it means, batel. My kipol, right, those are your things. So says Gemara, my kipol batel. Why does he get paid like that? This guy's actually doing something over here. So you should get a little bit more than just a pol batel. Rashi's va'arei. Va'alo eno batel. Sheri toriach ma'shavasa. Masnisa entanu nosin lo. Yishir shiirtza pol litol lisrapos. Why are you being arrived from something you want to do nothing with? He's actually actively doing something. What it means is, how much money would a person take to do a job that's much easier, but obviously will get paid less? That's what we mean when we say kepol batel. Next part of the Mishnah, we said that what happens if there's a base in there, Yesham, base in Master Bifnei, we can make this tonight in front of them, and I'm willing to do it if I'm going to get full compensation, whatever the loss is working. Rashi says that nothing, but we saw that. Okay, now, im yesh based in Masna Bifneyam, story time, Issa Rav Safra, Ovid Iska Ba'adei Adadi, these two people were doing business together, and Azar Rav Safra, Polag, this is talking about when they finished doing their business, versus Rav Safra went, and he was Polag, meaning he split, Rashi says, Beschora, V'lo Yumos, Ela Dover, Hatsarich Shuma. The property wasn't cashmani, but it was stuff that they had to go and they assess the value of it in order to go and to split it up. Below Daite de Isser Ba'ape Betray. So now reading it smoothly as one sentence, Azar of Safra, and Paragway below Daite de Isser Ba'ape Betray, he went and he split it up without Isser knowing about it. He wasn't there. He did it in front of two people. Also, Lekame de Rabba Bar Rav Huna. So then later, right, Isser came back and he's like, okay, well, the second, you split it up. Maybe I wasn't asking him how to split it up. So he came and Amar Lei, Rabba Rav Huna said, Zil Isi Tlasa de Plakta Kamayu. Go bring three people who you divided it. So he's now coming basically to say to him, as we're going to see a few different answers here, that you really couldn't have done this unless you did it in front of three people. So he says, Zil Isi Tlasa de Plakta Kamayu, go bring the three people you did in front of. Inami, beep, turn the page. Lama Bezo Manav, Trey Migo Tlasa, or bring two of the three people to bring Adis that they were part of the three people that were part of this splitting up of Yerash, Shnaim and Asholshi of Ovi Yudulucha, Lomer Shlosha, you knew to say there were three. Vinami, or Trey Sadi, the Plakta Bapi Plitlasa, or give me two Adim that said that you split it up in front of two people over here. If you're not able to do such a thing, you didn't do that, then sorry, you got to redo this. Amar Leis of Safra says, Minalacha, where do you know this from that you have to do it in front of three people? Rav Safra, the one that split it up, he's saying that to him. So Amar Leis said to him, Detanam, we're looking at a Mishnah, Im Yesh Sham, based in Master of Name. There's a basin, you do us, your master in front of them, like we saw by RK. So I says, Vistam, based him, Shlosha, Alma, Ein Koch, Lahafkir, Mamun Zeh, Ezel Zeh, Bapachim Shlosha. Can't be Mafka this person when it's less, this stuff in less than three. Shalom Kodem. Pardon, I skipped a line. So im ye sham based in Master Bifnaim. Ain't sham based in Bifnaim mi yasne. The reason, who do you do it from, right? Shalo kodem. You're not able to basically do it anymore because no one's there. So shalo kodem. He could deal with his own finances, doesn't have to deal with that Shavas Aveda anymore. But the point is, he said, he has to have three people there because of the Beis Din. So if Safra says, hold on a second, Amale, me dummy, are you comparing these two cases? Hasam over there in the Mishnah, Damapik, Mamono, Mehayo, Mosav Lai, it's where you're taking money out of someone, one person's possession as the owner, and you're giving it to this person, the one who's finding it. But in a Beis Din, therefore you need a Beis Din. Our case, Dide Shakli, the one who's dividing over here is taking his own. right? I'm just taking my own money, something that's mine. Giloy milsa ba'almu. It's just a giloy milsa, a revealing fact of here. It's just she yadu, she chelkasi b'shavat, right? To know that it's equal, betray, sagili. Therefore, it's good enough just to have two people over here, and you don't need three. And teide, you should know that what I'm saying is true, but the time we learned in the Mishnah, almana, Mishnah Sufis, almana mocheres shelo b'fnei beizdin. If you have a woman whose husband dies, now she has to get a ksuba. But let's say she doesn't take it yet. She has to be supported from the property until she asks for her ksuba money, right? That means in the meantime, she'll have to take stuff and go and sell it in order to get paid, right? She's to get money, right? She says, Almana hanizonos medixli yisome mocheres lamazonos. Shelo b'fnei beizdin, not in front of beizdin. Ubilvad sheyirashnayim shelo tikma b'zol. As long as you have two people there to make sure they see what's going on, that's sold with, you know, b'zol. So what are you doing? You're nullifying my whole sale over here with these. What's Iser? Amalei Abaye v'lav mi'it ma'allah. So Abaye says back. And was it not taught about that Mishnah? Amar of Yosef Barman Yumi, Amar of Nachman, that she's allowed to sell it on Bezin. What does that mean? Almana in a tzricha Bezin shall momchen. You don't need expert edom over Bezin. How about tzricha Bezin shall yotos? But at least you need a Bezin shall yotos. And therefore here also, when you want to go and you want to change your property into keshmani, you got to do it in front of three people. And therefore it's null and void. You got to redo the whole deal over there. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.